This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Like Wednesday is upon us, the last Wednesday of February, Ash Wednesday, in fact, February the 26th on the DJD program with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is trying to figure things out, as usual, at the main hall, the main studio down in Washington. Jennifer's here in Los Angeles, as am I, and Victoria's on the East Coast. Lots of yakking about, yak is disrespectful, because it really isn't, I don't think it's disrespectful. I think there were a few things about the debate last night that certainly caught a lot of people's attention. From my perspective, it was much better than the one the week before. I thought everybody sort of presented themselves better. If I were to, using my own sort of spin on it, I think, in a way, what I heard was Amy Klobuchar trying to team up with Bloomberg. That's kind of what I heard. Maybe that's because that's what I think ought to happen. But afterwards, the two of them went to talk to each other, where the rest of them all just scattered off the stage to try to find a reporter to talk to. I think Joe Biden presented himself well. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, they are so obnoxious, from my perspective anyway. It just is, to listen to the two of them yap on, that is where the yak and the yap comes from. Again, I'm giving you my perspective on it. Steyer, I wondered why he was there, even though he did make some very good points. I don't see him getting any traction. Mayor Pete is Mayor Pete. He always pretty much presents himself well. A little smug in some of the interviews afterwards. But I think that's my take on what happened last night. I actually learned some things. I thought Bloomberg sharpened himself right up and didn't take any crap from Elizabeth Warren or really anybody else. He presented his own stuff. I thought he was pretty convincing. There were a lot of people in the audience that cheered for a few of the people who were there. They kind of rallied around the idea that they ought not to be pulling and tearing themselves apart, but to focus on Trump. I think that message sort of came through. What'd you think, Jennifer?
I thought it was actually one of the worst debates that I've seen, actually.
Really?
I don't know that it's the candidate's fault so much as what?
I think, isn't that funny? You and I had the exact opposite.
Yeah, I thought it was actually, and I didn't think it was for anything that the candidates did or said. I actually thought that they didn't do a great job controlling them. I thought the first hour so chaotic that nobody got any traction from anything. It was just a bunch of people screaming over who was the most likely to beat Trump and just going back and forth, and I felt like no one, I don't even mind the raised voices. It's just nobody was able to make a point because everybody was jumping all over each other. And there were just moments where I was like, what am I even hearing? Like, I couldn't even hear stuff from anybody. So
I found that entertaining, actually. I thought, I got a few chuckles out of listening to them because I was listening very carefully and could hear what they were saying.
I like maybe a fight, but there was just nobody could land any punch. Because it was just a cluster, sort of. I think the second hour got a little better. I think Mike Bloomberg did a little better than last week. That's not saying much. I don't think he did enough necessarily to like correct the path. I thought Amy Klobuchar and Pete sort of disappeared at the beginning. Pete had kind of a strong showing. I actually, and I don't like anything he says, I think Tom Steyer might have seemed like the adult in the room. He was the one that was kind of like cutting through more than anybody, and I'm not a Tom Steyer person at all. I don't think Bernie hurt himself. I don't think Elizabeth Warren hurt herself. Joe Biden, I think, had, when he got to his messages, he was more substantive like he was last week. But what's not working for me is every time he goes, well, I don't know why I'm not getting enough time. It's almost like he doesn't have enough to say, so he crutches on, I'm not getting enough time. But, I mean, I think the last 2 weeks have still been better for him than fumbling, bumbling Joe, but I couldn't tell you who won last night, and I can definitely tell you who lost, and that was CBS.
Oh, I thought this was a disaster. I texted Kara after the first hour. I said, Kara, when you see the reviews the next morning, when it lists the winners and losers, it's just going to list everyone as a loser. The moderators were terrible. The audience was out of control. No one could hear anything. I don't think anyone came across that great. No one stood out to me. I thought it was just, I turned it off after an hour and 15. I couldn't handle it anymore. I thought it was a disaster. Yep. I thought everyone was terrible.
Isn't that interesting how he gets it?
Bloomberg did nothing. He did absolutely nothing to improve on last week. He didn't pick up a single new voter with it. He didn't pick up anybody new or young, Doug. He did not. I'm very disappointed in him. I am a supporter of his. I like him a lot. He has done absolutely nothing to pick up anybody new. He's got the same people who maybe already like him. They're not going to turn away because they've made a decision on him, and that's fine. But I don't think he did anything to pick up anybody new. And I thought Biden was a little bit better, but Biden's not picking up anybody new either. The only people who are actually picking up people as they go, Amy Klobuchar, I think, consistently picks up a few people after every debate. Mayor Pete always is solid. I think he's the only one who, in every debate, just kind of gets a little bit better. And I think Tom Steyer, I agree with Jen. He cut through. I don't like his Christmas tie.
And I like nothing.
Why is he still wearing a Christmas tie? It bugged me.
I actually liked it. I was like, that's festive.
Oh, God. He's like the family that still has the tree up in February. Like, it just, I don't know.
Maybe it's an age thing. I don't know. I felt Bloomberg did a good job of recovering from the last time around. As I said, I don't think that Elizabeth Warren did, and she was stunted.
Oh, she got him when she went after him when she said kill it. I mean, she got him again.
But he didn't say it. So
we don't know if he said it or not. We don't know if he said it or not. But what we do know is that at that time, and this was reported on, and I think the New York Times or the Post covered it, because it was very controversial, and the woman accused him of saying kill it when she said she was pregnant. I personally don't believe that he said that. His campaign has even said that he took a polygraph on it and passed, so that he did not say that. So it's a talking point for Elizabeth Warren. She definitely can zing him. If you don't know the story behind the story,
What does it do though for
a lot of women? Do not like
forward.
It makes women.
I understand but it's not true. People can say anything. I could say, Victoria, you told me I was a son of a bitch. And, so how...
I understand that, Doug, but what I'm saying is people who do not know him and do not live and didn't live in New York when he was mayor and don't know his governing style, people who have never seen him before, how do they know if it's true or not? Elizabeth Warren is a very convincing lawyer.
But she can make it stinks as a manager.
I know you hate her, but a lot of women love her.
But she stinks. She's a horrible senator.
She's actually... Okay, maybe she's a bad senator, but she's a damn good prosecutor, and that's what she's like on stage with him.
But how does that manage the country? Of all of the people up there, one or two that possibly could actually manage the country, which is what we're hiring here. We're not hiring an eloquent, articulate person. I mean, look at who we've hired in the last 4 years. He sure as hell isn't articulate, but...
Well, and the one thing I'll say, for people who are making comments about Mayor Pete's age, I think that that's in lack of experience. I think that's a total BS argument, because we've got a guy who came from a reality show who had no governing experience whatsoever. So I don't buy that argument. I think that's a way to keep Pete down, where people are afraid of him actually being the candidate.
I think it's people on your side of the aisle more than on our side.
Now, the gay thing, Doug, is not the argument that people are making against him.
Well, for the black community, it is.
In my world, it is.
That's why he's suffering with black voters. I mean, that's why Mayor Pete is suffering with black voters.
To contend with. I think it's pretty interesting. Bernie Sanders announced that he was going to come into Massachusetts this weekend and hold a bunch of rallies. And this is obviously, or Massachusetts, I'm not there now, is Elizabeth Warren's home turf. And then there are other people who are running around the 14 states. These people will all be very busy between now and next whether they spend a lot of time in North Carolina between now and the caucuses, but they sure as heck are going to be jumping around to the various states that are in the big primary next Tuesday.
Well, South Carolina votes when? Is that Saturday?
South Carolina Saturday, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Super Tuesday, right around the corner.
Yeah. So I don't know if Joe Biden is going to win South Carolina. Moderator pushed him to say, you know, if he didn't win South Carolina, he would drop out of the race. If he doesn't win South Carolina, I don't see him dropping out because I don't know. I think he's going
to
stay.
Well, we're too close for Super Tuesday. I think Joe's going to try to get there. And I do believe, I don't know. I think he's going to eke out South Carolina. I really do. He was 20 points ahead in South Carolina. Now he's down to, like, whatever it was, 6. What did we talk about yesterday? So, and that's the margin of error. But I do think he probably will eke out South Carolina. I don't think he hurt himself enough in the debate. And quite frankly, I don't think anybody got past the first hour like you did, Victoria, where anybody would stick around and actually see if he went down in flames. So I think he's probably going to win. But if Bernie Sanders wins South Carolina, you might as well just let everybody else drop out, because if Bernie can pull off South Carolina, that's
Bloomberg will not drop out. I'll tell you that.
Well, I know he won't, but what I'm saying is lights out.
But you know,
oh, I think Amy's going to be the next to drop out. Actually,
you think so? Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, listen.
Well, if she doesn't have the money, then if after Super Tuesday, money is going to be the major factor.
Yeah. Well, there you go, boys and girls. There's a different take on what happened last night. One of the other things that is on the trending board, this coronavirus, a little discussion about that last night. I would have liked to have had a whole lot more about how you manage that. I think Bloomberg kept talking about how he managed things and what were
30
successful.
Seconds on just that topic. I was talking to my mom. Well, I wish they would do, because they're asking the same questions debate after debate. I wish they would, the DNC would assign each network two topics. So, you know, guns and education or, you know, whatever. So each night, each hour would be focused exclusively on one topic so that you could actually get everybody's platform out there. I think it's really, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, to really focus in, or coronavirus, public health and something else. It just doesn't make sense.
You know, one of the points I think that they made last night was the relationship that Trump has with Russia and Putin and the messing around with the vote. I think that was something. Again, I'm obviously looking at all this stuff and listening to it a lot differently than you two are. But I just I felt like I learned a lot last night about various candidates and information.
I feel like last night's the first debate you've actually watched, though.
No, I watched it last week. Last week, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, well, we've been watching the rest of them, and there's nothing new that's come out of it. And Jen's right. The questioning is just, it's the same thing week after week.
I don't think people got on to it until recently because it was too far. There's too much of it. I think people...
I've watched every one. I think, except for one.
You're politically motivated.
I missed one.
Right. Now, it's a different... people are actually... And mostly because whether you like it or you don't like it, because Bloomberg got into the race, that caused a lot more attention to be paid to this, to the debates. So we see where it all shakes out. I do want to have us talk, certainly the next half hour, about the coronavirus and what people are saying and doing and should we be scared and all that other stuff. Time for us to focus, though, for a moment on helping people who are overweight receive the information that Calitrin will present when you go to Calitrin.com, Calotren. The success quotient, 86% of the people that get onto this program lose weight and keep it off. That's what you want. You want to lose it. That's the message. Lose weight, keep it off the natural way with Calitrin. That's the whole message. Go to Calitrin.com, use the box, check the box for DJV, and save $20 on every bottle. Get onto the program in 4 to 6 months. You'll have lost the weight you want to, and you'll keep it off. That's the message. Calitrin.com, 21 after the hour.
Complex. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hour on the DJV program. Music in this portion of every hour. Focus on some news, some of the stars, information. In this case, it's the focus on British singer Duffy, who has returned to the public eye. Apparently, Duffy left abruptly the spotlight several years ago. Now she's revealing the reason why she did it. Quote, "You can only imagine the amount of times I thought about writing this, the way I would write it, how I would feel after I wrote it. Many of you wonder what happened to me, where did I disappear to, and why? A journalist contacted me, found a way to reach me. I told him everything this past summer. He was kind, and it felt so amazing to finally speak out. The truth is, and please trust me, I'm okay and safe now, but I was raped and drugged and held captive over some days. The recovery took time. There's no light way to say this. I can tell you that in the last decade, the thousands and thousands of days I committed to wanting to feel the sunshine in my heart again, the sun now does shine." This is pretty startling stuff. She goes on and says, "You may wonder why I didn't choose to use my voice to express my pain. I didn't want to show the world the sadness in my eyes. I asked myself, how can I sing from the heart if it's broken? Slowly it unbroke. The following weeks, I'll be posting a spoken interview. I have a sacred love and sincere appreciation for your kindness over the years. You've been friends. I want to thank you for that." Duffy didn't reveal any further details, but you can probably expect some more info. And she said, "Even our artists walk around, grab beers, pop in, see the action, which is pretty unheard of at most festivals. Becoming such a community of camaraderie." That's a great phrase, isn't it? Community of camaraderie. That's something we ought to remember and hold on to, because we need a little bit more of that. Community of camaraderie, based around the love of certain music and campfire, camping, summer, love, fun, tailgating, all that good stuff. So if you're interested in getting passes to Tailgate Fest, they're available right now at LATailgateFest.com. That's LATailgateFest.com. General admission, two-day passes, $100. VIP passes are $329. What is it? So you're going to have a beer with one of these stars? Is that what the VIP? Have a beer with one of our stars.
Usually that gets you like a better view or a better parking spot if you drive in with your own truck.
Right.
I feel like that's not that bad.
It's not that bad. I was saying
for
that.
All
yeah.
of those shows for 2 days. And access yeah. to, I mean, yeah, I pay more than $100 for just a normal show now.
Right.
Is there any way that the those bums in the ticket agencies can up that and screw around?
Well,
with
they're not the ones
who
do it. It's people who buy the tickets and resell them, and yeah. that's where you get stuck.
Well, that's StubHub.
The fees are terrible anyway, yeah. but yeah.
Right.
Well, Ticketmaster has their own resale, which I think is a total conflict, but yeah, you know, they do it.
It is. Yep. Okay, next up, focus on Debbie Harry, Charlie Wilson, and Sheryl Crow, among the performers who are going to come to the stage here at the Hollywood Bowl, the Jazz Plus concert series this year, which is curated by Herbie Hancock, who's also the L.A. Philharmonic's creative chair for jazz. Series begins July 29th, runs through September 23rd. Herbie Hancock also serves as one of the headliners. So here's the schedule if you're interested, coming out here to the Hollywood Bowl, which is a great venue. Chuck Corea and the Spanish Heart Band, with Ruben Blades, is the 29th of July. August 5th, Miss Peggy Lee at 100. Really? That's well, Debbie Harry's going to sing the song, right?
I think that's going to be great. Debbie Harry doing Peggy Lee, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
And Chuck Corea must be 100 years old, right?
Yeah, right.
He's got to be.
Pretty doggone close to it, yep. Charlie Wilson will be on the stage the 12th of August. John Fogerty, Robert Randolph, and the Family Band. It's Fogerty's 50-year trip show. Includes CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival's 1969 Woodstock set list, as well as a lot of other fan favorites. That's August 19th. That'd be a good show. I'd like to see that. Then Dave Brubeck and Charlie Parker, great jazz musicians. Centennial Celebrations, the Brubeck tribute will feature the Brubeck Brothers Quartet. August 26th, Sheryl Crow and Lake Street Dive on the 16th of September, and then Herbie Hancock and Jamie Cullum on the 23rd of September. 28 after the hour.
Money is the monkey giving you a backache. Money is the grease in the palm of the handshake. Money covers up all the evidence. Not taking all the money would have made the best sense.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said the quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At last night's Democratic presidential debate,
I intend to win South Carolina.
That's Joe Biden referring to that state's primary this Saturday, but some of the other candidates were focusing on November. Here's Mike Bloomberg.
If you keep on going, we will elect Bernie. Bernie will lose to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump and the House and the Senate and some of the state houses will all go red.
Bloomberg referring to Bernie Sanders, who responded,
of the last 50 polls that have been done nationally, Mr. Bloomberg, I beat Trump 47 of those 50 times.
The polls aren't the election.
I beat Trump.
Wall Street still reeling from concerns about the coronavirus and its impact on the global economy. The Dow lost 879 points yesterday. It lost over 1,000 the day before. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Raring to go, another half-hour conversation here on the DJV program. You're in proximity to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and you all together celebrating this Wednesday. We're, what, two-thirds of the way through the month, it would seem. Committed to your success and entertainment and information, all that good stuff. Tonight is the debate where Michael Bloomberg begins to strut his stuff. So what's the lineup look like, Victoria?
Yeah, well, tonight on NBC, 8 p.m., the debate, the next Democratic debate will be held in Vegas. And this is just ahead of Saturday's Nevada caucuses. This is the big story tonight is it's the usual cast of characters, except, like you said, Michael Bloomberg joins the stage. And I think that I'm guessing that within Democrat viewers that this will there might be a spike in viewership just out of maybe curiosity just to see. I think Sanders is prepared. He's locked and loaded to go after Bloomberg. I think that you'll see Elizabeth Warren really chiming in, trying to kind of, you know, push her way through with her anti-billionaire attacks. She's already really come out against Bloomberg.
You know what the risk is of that, though, Victoria? The risk is, looking back, it's different than looking at Trump's history. Bloomberg started with zero, nothing. He created something out of nothing. It is the American dream. He's been very generous with his money. He's helped lots of Democrats. He's helped a lot of 501c3s. A lot of public entities have gotten his largesse. So I think they walked down a pretty treacherous path.
The only person it works for is Bernie, because Bernie, the Bernie bros and his supporters, would never like Bloomberg anyway. Yeah. So the only person who actually, I think, in a favorable way.
Well,
I don't even count her anymore, honestly.
Nah,
I just,
my prediction is that she's going to go hard, though. I think she's going to probably go harder than Bernie. And I think, as much as you're right, Doug, I think it's important. Look, I love the story of people coming here with nothing and building something. But for Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, that's not their message. And they don't care how you got the money. They just don't want you to have it.
Somebody needs to point out, hopefully, Bloomberg, that, and maybe some of the other capitalists who are there, without guys like Bloomberg, hello, look at all the jobs he's created, tens of thousands of them, single-handedly, because he's single-handedly responsible for developing the tool that now has made him a billionaire.
And I know a billionaire is a lot different than a millionaire, but when you're someone like me, I mean, who's pointing out that Bernie is a millionaire? Like,
right.
I don't know. It's
so is Elizabeth Warren's husband.
It's kind of frustrating to me, because, like, do they really relate that much to the normal person who isn't making that much money and is, you know, living month to month because they're millionaires and they don't have to deal with that at all?
And how they get to be
a millionaire. It's going to be interesting tonight. I think you're right, Victoria. I think there's going to be a lot of viewership. I'm definitely planning on watching because...
Yeah, I probably will.
You'll pop some popcorn for this, right?
No kidding, because I actually think maybe this one might be the one where they kind of, like, turn on each other a little bit and try to start separating their own pathway. And the
interesting thing is it would be the first, or actually the second time in modern history that the Olympics have been canceled, and the last time was during World War II. The Olympics were supposed to take place in Tokyo, so again, it would be two cancellations for Tokyo, but that was called off because of Japan's war with China and then World War II. And then the Rio Games in Brazil, the Zika virus, remember that? That was in 2016. That was at the height of the Zika virus. So that was one reason that people, a lot of athletes, there were some female athletes who actually avoided the Olympics because they wanted to get pregnant and didn't. They were afraid that if they contracted the Zika virus, you know, their baby would have that, I forget the name of that horrible thing that it gives you, but ultimately the games in Brazil.
It's something that makes the head smaller.
Opathy or something. It was horrible.
Yeah.
So there were some female athletes who skipped the 2016 games, and also Rio had, I don't know if you guys remember, but they had violence, they had extreme poverty, the stadium was crumbling, the conditions that the athletes were, it was horrible, but it still went on as scheduled, so we'll see what happens with the games this summer and the coronavirus. I would hope that by the time the weather turns that warm, that this is under control. But
you
never know.
It depends on who you're listening to and what you're listening to. If you listen to Rush Limbaugh, he says that the communists and the I know you don't the communists and the news media, one and the same with him, have weaponized the common cold. I agree with him about the news media and how lackluster they are getting to the root of all evil here, whether the communists and the news media are one.
Well, I'm not worried about getting coronavirus, but it's definitely not the common cold. I mean, I think, let's inject a little bit of science and medicine into here. This is not the common cold, Rush. This is a lot more than that.
And that was really that was one of the messages last night, talking about science and whether that, you know, you believe the science or you believe, you know, stuff that's nonsensically been put forth. This is one of those things, and this is what's so difficult about what our reality is today, because you don't really know. This is proof. This is really one of those tests. It's really difficult to know what the real truth, what the facts are regarding this, because the Chinese lie through their teeth.
Well, and the media sensationalizes.
The news media sensationalizes. I think that Limbaugh is on the right path with that, but whether it's just the common cold or not, I don't know that, especially him with his condition, he'd want to be, you know, exposing himself to things that that are floating around in the universe, whether it's the common cold that leads to the flu leads to the coronavirus, the hip bone's connected to the leg bone, whatever it is. If you, the still and hard and fast truth about this is, if you have a really good, strong, functioning immune system, you won't get it. if you're vulnerable.
You take some extra steps to take care, too. I mean, if you look at the list of things to do to prevent the coronavirus, it's exactly the same things that we should be doing to prevent cold and flu transmission. It's washing your hands. Yep. It's making sure, as you said, Doug, that your immune system's strong, taking a good vitamin, getting exercise, making sure you're drinking lots of fluid. Don't touch your face. I mean, they're the basics that are going to prevent you from getting any disease, which is, I think, the point. Probably that Rush is making loosely is that, you know, if you're doing the same things to keep yourself safe, just keep doing those things.
Yep. MyPillow would like to keep you safe, warm, and wonderful. If you're a MyPillow customer, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't gone there yet, please be my guest, be our guest. Go to MyPillow.com. Sign up for all of the various things that are all through. The website is replete with invitations. And I guess maybe my question is, what are you waiting for? Stop losing sleep. Start enjoying your best sleep ever. Not only that, but somebody pointed out yesterday the fabulous towels that now are at MyPillow.com, which came into the fold last year. This is all very important. Lack of sleep is really bad for all of us, mentally, physically, emotionally. So get the tools from MyPillow.com to get that fabulous night's rest. Take it from all of us. We use them. We use the products. We have found that they are just exactly sort of what the doctor ordered. MyPillow.com. Use the DJV code to save up to 66%, depending on what you're buying. It's really a fabulous experience. MyPillow.com.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35 and 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds. On Calitran. I really like it. I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really worked. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
The Geek Out.
Largely forgotten from Samsung's Unpacked event was the update to the Galaxy Buds, the cleverly named Galaxy Buds Plus. The biggest new feature does seem to be the integration with Spotify that allows users to launch the popular streaming service with a simple touch of one of the buds. Now, they don't offer active noise cancellation, but they do have silicon tips that create a seal that help control levels of outside noise. And while they can be used pretty much with any smartphone, using with a Galaxy is optimal and maximizes features. The new Galaxy Buds Plus arrived at the competitive $150 price point, putting it right in there with Amazon and Apple products. And we've posted links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The all-new Highlander comes equipped with 5 USB ports, perfect for fully charging everyone's smartphone. No phone is dying on your watch. That's how you go Highlander. Toyota, let's go places. May not be compatible with all mobile phones, MP3 WMA players, and like models.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we are, 44 minutes after the hour on the DJV program. The Supreme Court announced they're going to hear a case involving same-sex couples who want to provide foster homes to children. Not sure what
this is going to have devastating consequences.
Yeah.
If the Supreme Court rules in favor of this, this is not just affecting the city of Philadelphia. This is going to affect adoption and foster agencies around the country. Because the kids aren't even Catholic, but the Catholic agencies are the ones saying that only that no same-sex couples can be foster parents, and that you have to be Catholic. And yet the kids that are actually looking to find foster homes, whether it's temporary or maybe a foster into an adopt situation, the kids don't have any religious affiliation, and so they're the ones that are kind of being used as guinea pigs throughout this whole thing. And it's really a shame that we can't just take religion out of things and just help children who need a shelter, you know, a roof over their head for a temporary situation. It's horrible. And I don't even understand how it got all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Their ruling is, yeah, their ruling is going to, it's going to have a very big impact.
But help me understand, or help all of us understand, how this, what are they saying? The Catholic Social Services says it is, its religion prevents itself from working with same-sex families, mm-hmm. and would have to shut down operations if the city doesn't renew its contract. So, but
because the city of Philadelphia wants foster parents to be foster parents, and the city is not looking at it as they're not looking at anyone on a religious basis, and so, but the Catholic services, they who have the children who need to be fostered, they're saying that we're only going to place them in Catholic homes with a man and a woman, no same-sex couples, no non-Catholics, and the whole thing, and that's where the battle has kind of been, the battle lines have been drawn. And I guess it's just a stalemate now, and that's why it's all the way up at the Supreme Court level.
Mm.
It's too bad, because the kids are the ones who are missing out.
Yeah,
they're the ones who really need the help, and it's this battle over religious ideologies, and it's just stupid.
Well, it is an arm. For these people, take it very seriously. I get that they take it very seriously.
But why are you helping children? You know, are you helping children, or are you not? You know,
do you
want to get these kids into foster situations? Most of the time they come from, you know, there's a drug situation, domestic violence. You know, it's like, what's the real priority here? Is it proselytizing?
There's a lot of limitations on how to adopt. They make it really, really hard to foster and adopt kids. And I don't know. I would tend to agree that we should loosen those regulations rather than stiffen them, because I think there are a lot of kids who suffer just because the regulations are so tough on the parents who want to take them in.
Hmm. Did you ever really spend time talking about your experience this weekend? I don't know that you did. I don't think we got to. You had Monday off because you were coming back from the first weekend of spring training. But I don't know that we ever got you to explain or talk about your experience. Yeah,
We do this every year.
These stories are everywhere about spring training, and it's kind of exciting, always is, when baseball season comes back around. But you actually were there, went to a couple of games.
Yeah, whether you're a baseball fan or not, this is just a trip that you should add to your bucket list. Whether you go, I've never been in Florida, but I'd imagine it's probably just as fun.
Yeah.
But my family, so usually it's just my dad and I, and we'd go out, and Cynthia, actually every year, the three of us would go to spring training. We've done, I think, for 4 years now, and it's become like our thing. And it started as a year when I just couldn't figure out what to get my dad for Christmas. And so I said, you know, let's do an excursion. We both have always wanted to do spring training, so we did it together for the first time. And then this year, because of stuff just going on with my family, I thought, you know, this might be the year where we bring everybody else in. So we had a group of us that went, Jeff and my uncle and my cousin's baby, and we rented a house. And spring training, it's just very accessible. In Arizona, they have about 8 or 10 stadiums, and each stadium has 2 teams that play in them typically. So they share property. But it's so accessible, and it's so easy, and everybody's relaxed, and it's laid back, and you get to enjoy a little bit of sunshine. And you just, I mean, literally all over the Phoenix area, there's these stadiums that just pop up, and they hold about 8, 10, sometimes 12,000 people. And you go in, you go early, you walk around, you can see the players taking batting practice, you can walk right by them, you can get autographs and talk to them, you can see them warming up on the field. And it's just, it's kind of the pure aspect of the sport, when everybody's just doing it because they love it, and it's not money, and it's not a championship.
And you
know, you can wander around early. They have lots of different areas. They have lawn areas and different seating areas, and then you can just go sit in your regular seats too. So it's just, it's very comfortable, casual. Everybody's in a good mood. It's just a very upbeat thing to do. It's fun.
Good. 10 before
Whether
the hour.
Whether you like baseball or not.
Thank you.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Amazon has opened its first grocery store. This is not Whole Foods, really. It's a store that doesn't have anybody in it except you buying your food. I don't know how this is too mondo bizarro for me. What do you have? How does this actually work, Victoria?
Well, so the Amazon Go convenience stores have been open, that's about 2 years now that they've been open in major cities, and it's been a big success. So now Amazon has opened their first actual grocery store. It's a supermarket. It's a 10,400 square foot space, which is a lot bigger than the convenience stores, the Amazon Go convenience stores. And so essentially what it is, you check in on your app, and the technology is really cool. You can have your whole family shopping and kids picking up stuff, and everything they pick up off the shelf gets charged right to the one main account for the family. And there is no, like you said, it's cashierless, so there are no lines. You go in, you get your stuff, you leave, then there are also no people to bag, so Amazon Go gives you reusable bags when you walk into the store, so you pack up your own stuff, and you go, and then it's all right there on your Amazon account. You don't have to, there's no other transaction, it's already billed to your Amazon account, which is really convenient. And so, the only problem, though, a few things. By not having actual people working in the store, there's no deli counter, there's no butcher, and there's no fresh fish. So instead, they have packaged deli meats, steaks, and salmon fillets are sold on the refrigerated shelves. So if you are looking for that, like Whole Foods, Wegmans type, or even any other supermarket experience where you can go to the seafood section or the deli counter, you will be missing that from the Amazon Go grocery stores. That might change in the future. We don't know. But for right now, it seems to be going pretty well.
How do they keep people from stealing, just packing up a bag and walking out the door? How do they keep them
from doing that? Because you can't get get into the store without the app. As soon as you walk through the sensors, the entire store is a bunch of sensors. So much so that if a little old lady can't reach something on the shelf, Amazon says don't reach for that item because it's going to be charged to your account. That's how specific the sensors are. It's pretty amazing technology. And Amazon knows that this is an $800 billion grocery industry that they're tapping into. And I don't know if this is their eventual plan for Whole Foods. Not really sure what the big picture is. Amazon's being very secretive about the future. But for right now, we might see more of these Amazon Go grocery stores.
I'm going to Bristol Farms then, if that's the case, because I want to have to talk to somebody if I need help. I want to get some help.
Wait to go to the grocery store and not talk to anyone and not wait online.
How different we are?
It's a generational thing, but I love this. Yep, yeah. I love it.
All right. Let's see what the Galaxy Buds Plus are all about. Newest headphones from Samsung.
The Geek Out.
Largely forgotten from Samsung's Unpacked event was the update to the Galaxy Buds, the cleverly named Galaxy Buds Plus. The biggest new feature does seem to be the integration with Spotify that allows users to launch the popular streaming service with a simple touch of one of the buds. Now, they don't offer active noise cancellation, but they do have silicon tips that create a seal that help control levels of outside noise. And while they can be used pretty much with any smartphone, using with a Galaxy is optimal and maximizes features. The new Galaxy Buds Plus arrives at the competitive $150 price point, putting it right in there with Amazon and Apple products. And we've posted links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The all-new Highlander comes equipped with 5 USB ports, perfect for fully charging everyone's smartphone. No phone is dying on your watch. That's how you go Highlander. Toyota, let's go places. May not be compatible with all mobile phones, MP3 WMA players, and like models.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you like peanut butter?
You might be wondering, why is peanut butter in the tech report?
Yes, I'd like to know that.
There is a good reason for it. Jif peanut butter is releasing a limited edition jar of GIF peanut butter in a collaboration that's meant to kind of settle the great debate, is how they say it. So now, a Jif, GIF, is something that it's all over the internet. That's what we know as the little memes and things like that that we're always seeing. But people always call it a GIF. And it's been a big debate since this has been invented by Steve Wilhite back in 2013. He won the Webby Award for creating GIFs, and he said at the time that it's a Jiffy and it's a GIF like the peanut butter. But people, for some reason, when they see GIF in capital letters, they think it's a hard G. And so now Jif Peanut Butter has teamed up to actually put Jif, GIF, on these limited edition jars. They sell for $10 on Amazon. It's an expensive jar of peanut butter, but it is just in time for National Peanut Butter Lovers Day, which will be March 1st. And so they want to let everybody know, for once and for all, it's Jif, just like the peanut butter, not GIF.
Jif. Give me a gift of Jif. That's good. All right. Victoria's got it covered, as you can understand.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.